This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hundreds of millions of tax dollars have been spent over the last 30 years trying to clean up five contaminated Great Lakes harbors and tributaries in Wisconsin. But it appears completion of the projects is still years away. This week, we're taking a closer look at two of the sites. Yesterday, Danielle Kading told us about the St. Louis River in Superior. Now, we turn to Chuck Kornbach reporting from Sheboygan County.
This section of the Sheboygan River in Sheboygan Falls is placid and picturesque, but decades ago, high amounts of harmful compounds known as PCBs were coming into the water from a now torn-down riverside foundry owned by the Tecumseh Corporation. Longtime Wisconsin DNR employee Vic Pappas says that wasn't the Sheboygan River's only problem.
A couple places where in the past I would get calls and people would say, hey, I think there's an oil spill in the river. And I'd ask them where they were, and we knew that was probably a product from a coal tar that was coming out of the sediments in one location.
The chemicals and other pollutants led to 14 miles of the river and Sheboygan Harbor being listed in 1985 as what's known as a Great Lakes Area of Concern, or AOC. Even now, people aren't supposed to eat the fish that reside in the river. But government officials say the $80 million that have been spent on habitat restoration and dredging of sediment have improved things. Some local residents agree.
I'll take the two small ones.
At the Inner Harbor in downtown Sheboygan, charter boat employees unload their customers' catch after a morning spent on Lake Michigan. Charter boat owner Dan Welsh says all the dredging has not only removed unwanted sandbars, but made for cleaner water.
Water depth was our concern, but it definitely cleaned up the bottom sediment as well, and PCB levels definitely went down, and it was good for the whole area.
Federal limits on dredging in the Sheboygan AOC have now been lifted, but eight other ways the water body should be able to improve the quality of life for humans and wildlife have not been fully restored. The DNR's Sheboygan AOC coordinator, Camille Bruin, reads the list of remaining beneficial use impairments.
Restrictions on fish and wildlife consumption, degradation of fish and wildlife populations, fish tumors or other deformities, bird or animal deformities or reproductive problems, degradation of benthos, eutrophication or undesirable algae, degradation of phytoplankton and zooplankton populations, and loss of fish and wildlife habitat.
Bruin says work continues on all eight impairments, with a focus most recently on more reductions in the phosphorus that contributes to algae growth. This is Willow Creek, one of the Sheboygan River tributaries that could be carrying farm runoff that contributes to algae. Aaron Brault is the Sheboygan County Planning and Conservation Director. He says there are questions ahead.
Do we invest in the treatment plant or do we invest in tackling the solution upstream perhaps? And there's a lot of unknowns, you know, upstream. The farmer sells the land and, you know, the new owner doesn't want to participate.
Local resident Ryan Pickert wades up the Sheboygan River trying to catch salmon and brown trout. He says, yes, there are decisions to be made, but he'd like the cleanup job finished.
So future generations can do what I and many people do, which is enjoy fishing and actually consuming the fish.
More taxpayer dollars are likely coming to the cleanup, but it may be at least 5 years before the Sheboygan River joins the handful of other Great Lakes AOCs that have been delisted. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.